Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship on this wet day. Thank all of you that stayed for the meal after the service last week. I think you'll agree we had a lovely time, and it was a nice time of fellowship together as a community of the church, and we hope to have many more next year. Our call to worship. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill be made low. The crooked will be made straight, and the rough ways be made smooth. All people shall see the salvation of God. And we come now to worship. We now sing our first hymn. You should have a piece of paper with the hymns on that was given you when you came in. And it's Singing the Faith 178, Long Ago, Prophets Knew. We now come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. A prayer of approach. We come to praise you, Lord God of Israel and all the nations. We come to you who set your people free. We come to you who guides us into the way of peace. We come to you as we journey through Advent and prepare to welcome once again the Christ child. Amen. And a prayer of adoration. Advent God, you prepared your people for your coming. You gave your word to us through prophets and priests, through stories told and retold, through the history of time, through the written word, through the spoken word, but always your word. As Christmas lights begin to dazzle us, we know that your glory is way beyond their transfixing power. Advent God, we adore you, and we bring ourselves before you just as we are. Amen. And our prayer of confession and an assurance of forgiveness. There are signs of God and we are blind to them. There are voices that cry out and we close our ears to them. There are signs of people's need and we do not see them. And cries of those in pain and we pass them by. There are signs of God's kingdom to be seen and the voice of the Holy Spirit to be heard. O God, forgive us when we ignore you and ignore our neighbours, near and far. Amen. God spoke through Zechariah saying, tell the people they will be saved by the forgiveness of their sins. God's promises endure forever and ever. So let us be assured our sins are forgiven. Amen. And now let us say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We now have our reading from Luke 3, verses 1 to 6.
The preaching of John the Baptist. It was the 15th year of the rule of Emperor Tiberius. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip was ruler of the territory of Iturea and Trachonitis. Lysanias was ruler of Abilene, and Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. At that time, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. So John went throughout the whole territory of the Jordan River, preaching, "Turn away from your sins and be baptized, and God will forgive your sins." As it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, "Someone is shouting in the desert, 'Get the road ready for the Lord, make a straight path for him to travel. Every valley must be filled up, every hill and mountain leveled off. The winding roads must be made straight, and the rough paths made smooth. The whole human race will see God's salvation." Amen.
Thank you, Heather. We now sing our next hymn, "There's a Light Upon the Mountains." And now Liz is going to come up and be Colin Barrack.
Well, good morning, everybody. Well, the Word of God tells us we've got to be prepared in season and out of season. And this is one of those times. Well, I just want to bring something that's close to my heart. Many of you know that when I was little, I was quite poorly. And as my life's gone on, you know, things have happened, and I've been in hospital, I've been out of hospital, and I've had many things done to us. And, you know, I've got God in my life. And with God in my life, it makes a big difference. Because with God in my life, for all things are hard, I tell you, God makes a big difference. Because he is there. And he is my life. He is my life. He is first and foremost in my life. I've got Keith, who is my husband. I've got my mum and dad. I've got brothers and sisters. But God is first and foremost in my life. And without him, I wouldn't be here. Now, last year, very unexpected, I became quite poorly. I kept having what they call seizures. But every time Keith would take me to hospital, after becoming very confused, not knowing who it was standing in front of me, even if my parents were in front of me, I couldn't tell you who they were. Because I would have this mix. I would miss an hour, I'd miss a moment. And by the time I got to hospital and came back to me, they just said, "Go home, there's nothing wrong with you." But I became involved with a new consultant who said, "Look, try and forget all of this nonsense. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this to find out what's happening." And he says, "The first thing we're going to do, you're going to have an MRI test." And they found out that I had two tumours. I had a tumour at the front and I had a tumour at the side. And they couldn't do anything with the tumour at the side because it was far too small. But they took the tumour out here that was pressing against my forehead and against my brain, causing us to have these, whatever they were. Some said it was seizures, some said I was having something else. But never mind, you know. God is good. No matter what you have to go through, God is good. And always remember, if you've got Christ in your life, hate us first and foremost before anything else. If you can't come to church on a Sunday, don't worry about it. As long as God is first and foremost in your life, you can praise him at home. You can praise him when you're walking to the shop. You can praise him when you're in the bath. You can praise him wherever you are and give him the glory because he is first and foremost. The Lord gave me a scripture last year from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Now, when it says trust in the Lord with all your heart, it doesn't mean boom, 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 heart. It means your whole being. Everything you are, give to God. Give him the glory because he is first and foremost. Your whole being, every single part of you, inside and outside, give it to God because he created you. He made you. He knows every single thing about you. When you think, you know, every single hair on your head, he knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows what you look like. He knows you inside and outside. And if things in your life, he knows what's going to happen before you do because he made you and he created you. And he said to me, he said, trust in me. Trust in me. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Because I've got my hands wrapped around you and I'm going to lead you and I'm going to take you. And last year was pretty hard because when we're in lockdown, and I had to go to hospital and I had to go through what I had to go through to get the tumour removed. Keith couldn't come and see us. For all I've got, my sister that works in the hospital, she's a senior sister in the eye department, and she met me at the gates after my dad and Keith dropped us off. And my sister took us up to the ward, but she couldn't come in with us. She had to leave us. And that was pretty hard. But, you know, I had a peace in my heart through all that time that God said, I'm with you. It's going to be okay. And I had my operation on the Tuesday and I was out on the Friday. And by the grace of God, I'm still standing here and giving this word this morning because he is my life. He is my life, and I couldn't do anything without God, who is my life. Trust in the Lord with all your being, no matter what you have to go through, and he will direct your path. He will. It tells us in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You're coming this morning, you're soaking wet, my pants are absolutely dripping. But God says, doesn't matter, rejoice. You go home in the nice and warm. If you're heating one, go on, rejoice. Poor Colin can't come this morning, but we just pray for him. Bless him, Lord. Bless him and just let your Holy Spirit, let your precious blood be upon him and heal him. And we thank him that even if he can't come this morning, we thank him, Lord. And I just bless each and every one of you here this morning and let God just bless you. Trust in the Lord. No matter what you've got to go through, he'll get you through it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you very much, Liz, for that. We now come to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. As we have lit candles to celebrate Advent, and as we have reflected on your words, so, Lord God, our thoughts turn now beyond our needs, beyond our pains to those of your children's, whose cries and anguish trouble and disturb us. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers. News seems to surround us, piling one tragedy on top of another. The world seems a hard place, and our tears are for those whose pain is etched deeply within their being, for those cast out of their own lands, cast adrift from family and friends, thrown into the arms of strangers, some of whom are caring and some who are not. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers. For those who trudge through strange lands looking for guidance with hope for a better future, straddling borders, hoping for those who have nothing but what they stand in and walk in. For those who risk life and limb in fragile boats seeking escape from poverty and tragedy, but so often finding both and left seeking safety, welcome, warmth and security. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers. For the homeless nearer to home who have no walls to shelter them, no place to cocoon them, no safety to protect them, no warmth from the winter weather, no family to support them, and little hope for a settled future. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers. For those who live with hunger, not just of the spirit, but of the body. For those families who can't manage proper meals and nutrition, who eke out the pennies the best they can. For those who have the courage to seek food bank help, and for those who greet and meet them when they stretch out for the food that is given. For those who are cold and hungry, not just of body because they can't afford heating and food, but cold of friendship and the warmth of love. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers. For families impacted by COVID and all its ramifications, for those for whom the illness itself has deprived them of health and well-being, short and long term, for those who have seen family and friends lose their battles for life and who have not been near at the time of death, and those who will have an empty seat at the Christmas table, for those who are separated by the miles, by country and continent, who have missed so much growing up and growing old. For those who are fearful of vaccines, those unable to have vaccines, those deprived of vaccines, and those who develop and deliver vaccines. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers. For countries at war with others and with themselves, where peace is a distant memory and a very distant prospect. For those who keep the candle of hope burning, believing that in the end peace will prevail. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers. For those striving earnestly for climate change to be tackled with care and justice, acknowledging the interdependency of nature, of plants and animals, microbes and humans, for all who seek to quell the needless destruction of our fragile world and who strive for the best that humanity can be. For those nearer to home feeling the impact of climate change, snow and storms and gales beyond what is expected. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers. For those who have never heard the message of Advent hope, who have never encountered the presence of the Christ child, who have never felt their hearts moved by the Christmas story of Emmanuel, God with us. May their lives be touched by those of us who meet them, whose lives touch ours and ours theirs. Merciful, caring God, hear our prayers and let our cries come unto you. Amen. We now sing our final hymn, Singing the Faith 409, Let Us Build a House. Thank you, and it's lovely to see you back at church. Thank you for putting up with my scratchy voice. Just to remind you again that it's the toy service next week if anybody wants to bring toys, and it's going to Cornerstone, and it'll be our own Reverend Tim taking the service. May the road we travel be smooth and straight, every rut filled in, every bump smoothed out, any diversions easy to navigate, any obstacles easy to manoeuvre round. May good companions share our journey, and may we be voices for good in the world, a sign of Jesus' love for all. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And let's say the grace together. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you. Please stay for tea and coffee after the service. There's Yvette running off to get the kettle on.